KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska have announced the tribe's annual traditional food distributions were canceled this year. In March, the federal government canceled a funding agreement with the tribe. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry reports.
Springtime is herring egg season in southeast Alaska. Usually that means the region's largest tribal government will be setting up to deliver tens of thousands of pounds of the traditional food to tribal citizens across the region and beyond. But this year, those distributions won't be happening. For the last 3 years, the tribe distributed herring eggs, salmon, and black cod in each of its recognized communities, from villages in southeast to cities like Anchorage and Seattle. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture canceled funding that provided the tribe's food assistance program. A USDA notice to Tlingit and Haida said that the tribe's community food distribution, quote, no longer FUK's agency priorities, and that termination of the award is appropriate, unquote. Aaron Angerman is Tlingit and Haida's food security program manager. He said the community distribution program started in 2022 to promote self-sufficiency and to reduce reliance on food shipped from the lower 48.
Our answer to that, and then our heavy reliance on barge systems and things like that, was to turn back the clock a bit, promote food sovereignty, which is something that our people have relied on since time immemorial.
The money was part of a program called the Local Food Purchase Assistance Agreement, which was intended to encourage local governments to buy from farmers and food producers. And that aligned with the tribe's goal to keep more traditional foods that are harvested in southeast Alaska in the fridges and freezers of tribal members. Angerman said his team is working to get more secure funding, but there's a lot of other work they're doing to further the understanding and use of traditional foods in the meantime.
We need to work with elders and those with traditional ecological knowledge to see why and where and how we harvested previously, and to not only do that, but to teach people how to harvest themselves, how to process that food, how to put up or prepare that food.
Some distributions in Washington and Oregon will still happen, according to the tribe's release. The local tribal council in Seattle used different funding sources to set aside money for distributions to reach elders outside of Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
On the heels of a busy Montana legislative session, the advocacy group Western Native Voice is setting its sights higher and opening a Washington, D.C. office next week. Kathleen Shannon has more.
The nonprofit formed in 2022 to advocate for equity and opportunity for Montana's Native people. Since then, the group has gained members in and collaborated with tribes across many Western states. Director of Government and Political Relations Keaton Sunchild says it can be difficult to operate at a national level from 2,000 miles away.
So being able to be right there, be on top of the action, and be able to use our voice in Washington is going to help us be a little bit more proactive.
He says top issues at the national level include criminal justice funding for missing and murdered Indigenous people and drug crises that disproportionately impact tribal communities. Sunchild says the national office will open next Monday, May 12th. Sunchild calls the Montana session pretty successful for Western Native Voice, but he says one area of continued concern is voting rights. Governor Greg Gianforte is expected to decide Tuesday on Senate Bill 490, which would add restrictions to same-day voter registration.
What's a road we've been down before? So trying to figure out the best way forward for that, whether that's through the courts in Montana, maybe if there's some sort of backstop we could look at federally.
Other voting access issues Sunchild says he plans to work on are funding for more satellite elections offices and blanket protections for tribal IDs as valid voter registration identification. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Events were held across the country Monday to raise awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous people. Leaders of the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs also recognized the day. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski, chair of the committee, and Brian Schatz, vice chair, acknowledged the families and communities who have lost loved ones and said actions need to continue to raise awareness and seek justice. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at AARP.org.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake. 'Cause I'm your
the girls are back in town, so don't look down, 'cause the groove won't let your feet touch the ground. Yeah, yeah.
Coming right back. Catch ya, come on. Catch ya, come on. These parties begun. Sharon got Sharia, she was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas, he was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying, they were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look.
Pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death, he caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot, got him in the head. They were all in love with dying, they were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Late night. You know I wish that I had just seen this girl. a charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. Wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Why can't I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl? I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Why can't I find a woman like that? Why can't I find me a woman like that? And I look in the mirror all the time, wondering what she don't see.
But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, 'cause Thank you. Mississippi, but that's my claim to fame. Way down in Desert City, everybody knows my name. She was standing 10 feet from me doing PR at the hardware store. She never saw the feedback fall until it laid her clean out on the floor. And you know I kissed Miss Mississippi, that's my claim to fame. Way down in Yazoo City, everybody knows my name. She lay still as a stone in a coma, no one knew what to do or say. But I got a certified diploma for CPR from the YMCA. I kissed Miss Mississippi, and that's my claim to fame. Everybody knows my name. There we were with our mouths locked together. Her eyes opened up a little way. She smiled and regained her senses, hauled back and slapped my face. But you know I kissed Miss Mississippi, that's my claim to fame. Way down in Yazoo City, everybody knows my name. And I kissed Miss Mississippi, that's my claim to fame.
Speak for the crowd. around.
Nobody wanna go now,
just don't know what's got into me. It's just a prayer for the dying, for the dying.
The old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Out of here.